Even we have this complete the worship before you. During before the next hour, we want to pray. Let's not forget the Gethsemane.
在下面的时间，愿我们祷告，让我们不要忘记克西马尼。
Let's not forget your agony.
也不要忘记你所受的痛苦。
Even as we open your words, may we not forget your love for us.
当我们要来打开你的话语的时候，愿我们不要忘记你向我们的爱。
We're not here just to listen to something said by someone else.
我们来这里不是要听人所说的什么。
We're here to listen to the voice of our Lord.
我们来这里是要来听我们主的声音。
The one who has loved for us.
就是那一位爱我们的主所说的。
The one who has suffered for us.
那一位为我们受苦所说的。
The one who went to Gethsemane for us.
那一位为我们去往克西马尼的。
So what's next hour, as we come to your words, let's remember the one who spoke this word.
所以下面的这个时间，当我们来听的时候，愿我们能够来纪念那一位向我们所说的人。
I commit myself and my brother into your hands.
我要把我和我的弟兄都交在你的手里。
We're just mouthpiece.
我们不过是那出口的器皿。
You're the one who speaks.
你是那一位来向我们说的。
We pray the Holy Spirit will quicken our spirit.
愿圣灵能够来激动我们的灵。
Open our heart.To receive your words.
也打开我们的心，能够来接受您的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
This morning, we'd like to think about three stories in the Second Kings.
那早上的时候，我们要来思想在列王记下当中的三个故事。
The first story is about the Moabite rebellion.
那第一个故事是关于摩押的背叛。
The second story is about the widow's oil.
那第二个故事是讲到那个寡妇的油。
And the third story is about the Shunammite sons.
那第三个故事讲到书念妇人她的儿子。
And we're not going to the detail of the stories.
我们并不会讲到这些故事的细节。
Because each story will need an entire session for it.
因为如果讲到每一个故事的话，都需要我们用整个一堂来
讲。We're only going to touch upon the essential part of that story.
我们只会讲到这个故事那关键的点。
That connect to the topic today.
也会连接到我们今天的主题。
The topic today is the power of resurrection in our daily lives.
那今天的主题就是这个复活的大能显在我们每日的生活里。
Now we not only need to know there is a power of resurrection.
我们不仅知道有这样复活的大能。
We need to know how to tap into that power in our daily lives.
我们也要知道在每日的生活里如何来汲取这大能。
Otherwise, it is just a creed or doctrine.
不然的话，对我们来说，这不过是一个信条或一
个教条。It will not have any impact in our daily lives.
在我们的生活的里面却没有任何的影响。
Therefore, we want to read from these three stories.
所以早上我们读这三个故事的时候
，focus on the aspect.How they tap into the power of resurrection in their daily lives.
我们愿看他们是如何在他们的生活里面来汲取那复活的大能。
The first one is starting from 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 5.
那第一个故事从列王记下第三章第五节开始。
But when Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel.
亚哈死后，摩押王背叛以色列王。
16. Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of trenches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you shall drink both you and your cattle and your beasts. Verse 18. This is but a slight thing in the sight of the Lord. He will also give the Moabites.Into your hands.
十六节，他便说：“耶和华如此说，你们要在这谷中满处挖沟，因为耶和华如此说，你们虽不见风不见雨，这谷必满了水，使你们和牲畜有水可喝。”十八节，在耶和华眼中，这还算为小事，他也必将摩押人交在你们手中。
As you can see that we only just very quickly touch upon a few verses in this whole story.
你可以看到刚才我们只是在这个故事当中读了几处经节。
So I encourage you to spend time reading the chapter 3 afterwards.
所以我鼓励大家能够在我们今天之后回去读一下第三章。
Because we're going to touch upon only that one aspect, how they tap into the power of his resurrection.
因为我们所讲到的就是这样一点，就是他们如何能够来从那个复活的大能来汲取。
Second Kings chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
列王记下第二章第四章一到二节。
Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servants fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." Elijah said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said,Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，在你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外没有什么。
Chapter 4 verse 8
第四章第八节。
Now there came a day when Elisha passed over to Shunem, where there was a prominent woman, and she persuaded him to eat food. And so it was, as often as he passes by, he turned in there to eat food. 14. So he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Truly, she has no son.And her husband is old." 16. Then he said, "At this season next year, you will embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant." 17. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season the next year, as Elisha had said to her.
一日，伊丽莎走到书念，在那里有一个大户的妇人强留他吃饭。此后，伊丽莎每从那里经过，就进去吃饭。十四节，伊丽莎对仆人说：“究竟当为他做什么呢？”基哈西说：“他没有儿子，他丈夫也老了。”十六、十七节，伊丽莎说：“明年到这时候，你必抱一个儿子。”他说：“神人，我主啊，你不要那样欺哄婢女。”妇人果然怀孕，到了那时候，生了一个儿子。正如以利沙所说的。
As we read these chapters in this story, we must remember the significance of the life of Elisha and his ministry.
当我们读到这些故事、这些经节的时候，我们应当纪念，就是以利沙他的生活和他的能力是有何等的重要。
Elisha represents the life of Christ and the testimony of his people.
那以利沙所代表的就是这个基督的生命以及他的子民的见证。
Through the experience of crossing the Jordan, Elisha was united with heaven in the power of resurrection.
那借着渡过约旦河，以利沙就借着这个复活的大能与天相连。
And his entire life and ministry is an expression of that power.
那他的一生和他的侍奉就成为了这个能力的一种彰显。
He approached people and situation in this power.
他就在这个能力的里面来接触他周围的人和事。
And everything he touched has that the appearance of life overcome death.
那在他所摸到的一切的事情上，我们都能够看到这个生命如何胜过死亡。
So this morning we look at these three stories. The first one is Moabite rebellion.
所以早上我们看了这三个故事，第一个就是摩押的背叛。
We will learn from this story how this power will turn weaknesses into strength.
我们要来看这个能力如何让我们的软弱成为刚强。
We find weakness in our daily life.
在我们的生活里面，我们有很多的软弱。
Often we do not know what to do about it.
常常我们也不知道该如何的来解决他们。
We are a plagued by the weakness.
我们常常因着这些软弱，好像生了病一样。
So we need to know how to tap into the power to turn the weaknesses into strength.
所以我们要学会如何的能够汲取那大能，让我们的软弱成为刚强。
In the story of the widow's oil, we want to see how this resurrection life fills our emptiness with God's fullness.
那在这个寡妇的油的故事里面，我们愿意来看这个复活的生命如何让我们生活中的虚空被神的丰富所填满。
Men's lives are often full of vanities.
在我人的生命当中，常常充满许多的虚空。
But the resurrection life can fill this emptiness with God's fullness.
然而，这个复活的大能能够让我们的生命充满神的丰富。
Then we look at this Shunammite sons.
然后我们要来看这个书聂妇人的儿子。
And from this story, we want to learn how the power can transform us from children into the beloved son.
那借着这个，我们要来看这复活的大能如何让我们从孩童成为神的爱子。
Elisha was such a vessel that the Lord can use him in a mighty way.
那以利沙是这样的一个器皿，神能够来使用他成就大能的事。
In the beginning of the second kings, we found the Moabite rebelled against Israel.
在列王记下一开始的时候，我们看到这样的记载，就是摩押背叛了以色列。
It was recorded in the first chapter, first verse.
这是在列王记下的第一章第一节就讲到。
We know David conquered the Moabites.
我们知道以前大卫胜了摩押
and required them to pay tributes to Israel year after year.
就让他们每一年都要向以色列进贡。
But after the death of King Ahab, the Moabite rebelled against Israel.
但是在亚哈王死后，摩押王却背叛了以色列。
But strangely, after it was mentioned in chapter 1, then the story turned to something else.
但奇怪的是，在第一章这样讲完这个事之后呢，故事却挪到了其他的地方。
It turned to the recording of how the ministry of Elijah was transitioned to Elisha.
那就讲到以利亚他的这个侍奉如何的传接到以利沙。
Then only later, then we come back in chapter 3 to this Moabite rebellion.
那直到第三章的时候，我们才又回到这个摩押的背叛上。
So we can see that the ministry of Elisha was for this particular time.
所以我们能够看到以利沙他的侍奉是特别的针对这个时间。
Elijah was raised up for this particular time.
以利沙被兴起是特别为着这个时间。
You look at the second king, the entire second king.They were full of battles between Israel and their neighbors.
那我们看到列王记下的话，讲到的都是以色列和他邦国之间的征战。
And Elijah was raised up by the Lord for this reason.
以利沙被神所兴起，正是为着这个原因。
Brother and sister, your life and my life are full of spiritual battles.
弟兄姐妹，你和我的生活都，你和我的生命都是为着这属灵的征战。
Whether you realize or not, we are in the spiritual battle every single day.
无论你是否如此意识到，但每一天我们都在属灵的征战当中。
If we do not know how to tap into the power, we will feel weakness.
如果我们不知道如何来汲取那复活的大能的话，我们所感受到的只是软弱。
Weakness became our common state.
那软弱就成为我们这个通常的状态。
The reign of Ahab left a legacy of compromise and weakness in Israel.
那亚哈王他的这个统治为以色列所留下了就是在这个属灵上的妥协和软弱。
And when the Moabite rebelled, Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel, they held an alliance trying to.Counterattack the Moabites.
所以当这个亚哈王死后，当摩押背叛的时候，那约沙法王和以色列王他们之间就结盟，要来解决这件事情。
And this battle is very difficult for Israel.
那这个征战对以色列来说是非常困难的。
Because themselves were in a position of weakness.
因为他们自己是在软弱当中。
You may find very strange. Every time your enemy attack you, is at the time when you are the weakest.
你可能会感觉到很奇怪，因为当仇敌来攻击你的时候，常常是你最软弱的时候。
And when they try to kind of organize themselves, they find themselves in a very precarious situation.
所以当他们准备组织来进攻的时候，他们发现形势十分的危险。
The very water they have helped to have had dried up.
因为他们所预备的水已经喝完了。
And it's very obvious because the king of Israel even stated the following.
这是非常明显的，因为以色列王自己都这么说。
The alliance will fail.
就是这个联盟会失败。
Leading to death, calamity, and destructions.
会带来死亡、混乱和毁灭。
So what was the way out?
那这里的出路是什么呢？
They were in their weakest state at the time.
那时他们正是最软弱的时候。
They tried to counterattack the Moabite rebellions.
他们想要来反抗摩押的背叛。
But they don't even have waters.
但他们连水都没有。
How could the people overcome?
那当时以色列人该如何胜过呢？
But suddenly, Jehoshaphat asked, is there any prophet in the land?
那就在那时，约沙法王却问，这里不是有耶和华的先知吗？
And this was the pivotal moment during this time.
这在当时是一个关键的转折点。
Therefore they found Elisha.
所以他们就因此找到了伊丽莎。
Now Elisha realized the gravity of the situation.
那伊丽莎认识到当时这个形势的严峻。
So what did Elisha do?
那伊丽莎做了什么呢？
He did something very strange.
他做的事情就更奇怪了。
He asked for a minstrel.
他要找一个弹琴的来。
That sounds very strange.
这听起来不奇怪吗？
They are in such a critical time.
他们是在如此严峻的时。
They don't have waters.
他们没有水。
The enemy was about to attack them.
那敌人就要来进攻了。
They came to Elisha.
他们找到以利沙。
Elisha said, "Bring me a." Minstrel.
以利沙却告诉他们说，给我找一个弹琴的来。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做呢？
If we want to experience the power of resurrection, we must detach ourselves from the environment and ourselves.
如果我们要来汲取那复活的大能，我们需要把自己从环境和自己的里面脱离出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is secret.
弟兄姐妹，这就是那个秘诀。
Often time we try to counter this enemy's attack with our wisdom and power.
常常我们想要用自己的智慧和能力来对抗敌人的背叛。
It never works.
但这样并不会有效果。
We need to quiet ourselves.
我们需要让自己安静下来。
Elisha said, "Bring me a minstrel."
以利沙说的是，给我找一个弹琴的来。
So Elisha can quiet himself.
所以他能够让自己安静。
Detach himself from all the circumstances around him.
把自己从周围一切的环境当中脱离出来。
Detach himself from all the people around him who might offer suggestions.
也让他自己能够从周围一切人所提的建议当中脱离出来。
Even detach from his self wisdom.
甚至从自己的智慧当中脱离出来。
Because he is this man representing the power of resurrections.
因为他是那个来代表复活大能的人。
And he knew how to tap into this power.
他也知道如何的来汲取这大能。
By detach himself from everything else.
就是借着能够把自己从其他一切的事物当中脱离出来。
Brothers and sisters, that's often time that's missing in our life.
弟兄姐妹，这是常常在我们生活当中所缺失的。
And we have the business of the life.
我们在这个生活里面有各样的繁忙。
Then we don't have time to quiet ourselves before the Lord.
甚至让我们没有办法安静在主的面前。
Therefore, we cannot address the weaknesses in our life.
所以我们没有办法来对付我们生活当中的软弱。
If Elisha did not detach himself from the circumstances, he could have built an altar just like Elijah built.
那如果他没有能够从这个环境里面脱离出来的话，也许他就会像以利亚一样来建一座坛。
Remember that Elijah once defeated an enemy by building an altar in Mount Carmel.
记得吗？以利亚曾经借着在加密山上立一座坛来胜过了仇敌。
So it was very possible that Elisha would say, okay, let me build the same altars.
所以很可能以利沙会说，就让我就像以利亚一样建一座坛吧。
Alternatively, Elisha could follow the example of Abraham and Isaac by digging wells.
那或者话以利沙也可以像亚伯拉罕和以撒一样去挖井。
Because their ancestors were successful finding waters by digging wells.
因为他的先祖曾靠着挖井来成功的得到水源。
But it's not important whether you follow Elijah or you follow Abraham or Isaac.
但关键并不在于你是跟随以利亚还是跟随亚伯拉罕或以撒。
It is important what the Lord says about it.
关键在于主对这事如何说。
Brother and sister, biggest obstacle.To experience the power of resurrection is our tendency to listen to others.
弟兄姐妹，在我们经历神复活大能上最大的拦阻，就是我们趋于听从别人的话。
We want to listen to others. Everything we want to listen to others.
每一件事情，我们总喜欢听别人的建议。
You can never tap into the power if you always try to listen to others.
如果你总是想要来听别人的建议的话，你没有办法来汲取那复活的大能。
You need to quiet yourself.
你必须要安静自己。
So that you cannot listen to anything from anybody.
不要听任何人讲的任何的话。
Then you listen to what the Lord is saying to you.
然后你就能听主向你说的是什么。
Then you tap into the power of resurrection.
这样你就能够来汲取那复活大能。
Then, as the Elisha quiet himself, he heard the word from the Lord.
所以当以利沙这样的来安静的时候，他就听到主的话。
Make this valley full of trenches.
你们要在这谷中满处挖沟。
And you will not see wind nor rain.
你们虽不见风不见雨。
But that valley shall be filled with water.
但这谷中必满了水。
And you will drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts.
使你们和牲畜有水喝。
Elisha said to people of Israel,
那以利沙就对以色列人说，
This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord.
在耶和华眼中，这还算为小事。
He will also give the Moabites to you.
他必将摩押人交在你们手中。
Many things are hard for us.
很多事情对我们来说都非常的难。
I think especially the young parents, you know,That many things are hard for young parents.
特别对年轻的父母来说，很多事情真的非常的难。
But I can tell you this is good news.
但我要告诉你一件好消息。
It is easy in the eyes of the Lord.
因为在神眼中没有难事。
You just need to quiet yourself.
我们只需要安静自己。
Do not listen to the wisdom of this world.
不要来听这个世上的智慧。
Just listen to the voice of the Lord.
来听神的话
，tap into that power, and you will find it is easy.
来汲取那复活的大能，你就会发现没有难事。
The next morning,
次日早晨
，when it was time to offer sacrifice, something amazing happened.
就在献祭的时候，一件奇妙的事发生了。
And water started flowing from the east.
有水从以东而来。
The critical resources that Israelites need.
正是以色列人所稀缺的。
When the Moabite advanced against them,
当摩押进前来的时候
，the Israelites rose up and defeated the Moabites.
那以色列人就起来胜过了摩押人。
Brothers and sisters, just like in the time of Second Kings,
弟兄姐妹，正如在列王记下所讲到的
，the testimony of the Lord is facing severe challenges today.
今天神的见证也面临着挑战。
The genuine testimony lies in the living manifestation of the power of his resurrection.
那神真实的见证就体现在我们能够把他这个实际的复活的大能活出来。
But today it's often limited to a very small number of people.
然而今天这个好像却只局限在少数的一些人里面。
And it's constantly under pressure to be extinguished.
并且常常面临着被扑灭的这个危险。
And then the solution is to have a fresh knowledge of the power of his resurrections.
这个解决就在于我们在自己的经历里面能够来认识基督并他复活的大能。
Brothers and sisters, today it is necessary, it's absolutely necessary for each of us to listen only to the voice of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们实在是需要能够来只听神向我们所说的话。
Today, there the most important teaching for us is teach our children to listen to the voice of the Lord.
今天我们所能够给孩子们最重要的、最关键的一个教训，就是让他们来听神向他们说的话。
Whenever we serve in the body of Christ, we need to know what's important.
当我们在基督的身体的里面来服侍的时候，我们应该知道什么是重要的。
It's for all of us to have the ability to know how to listen to the voice of the Lord.
就是让我们每一个人都有能力来知道如何听主向我们说的话。
This requires that double portion of the spirit of Elijah.
这需要从以利亚那里来那双倍的灵。
Because this enemy trying to surround us with all kinds of voices.
因为仇敌会用各样的声音来围绕我们
，all kinds of informations，
各种各样的信息
，so that we don't hear from the voice of the Lord，
就让我们不去听神的声音。
We hear everything but the voice of the Lord。
我们可以听到一切的事情，但是就是听到神的声音。
And the enemy can keep the people of the Lord in a state of weakness。
那仇敌就能让神的子民一直在软弱的里面。
This is how we can learn from this story。
所以这就是我们能从这个故事里面学到的。
How much we need to tap into this power by listening to the voice of the Lord.
就是我们何等的需要来靠听主的声音来汲取那复活的大能。
In the second story, we found a widow.
那在第二个故事里面，我们看到有一个寡妇。
He was in a state of extreme poverty.
那她是非常的穷困。
Her husband had died, and she was now facing the prospect of her two sons taken as slaves to pay off her debts.
她的丈夫死了，现在面临的就是有债主来要娶她两个儿子做奴仆还债。
She was unable to meet her obligation to the debtors.
她没有办法就是把债还给债主。
This woman.Spiritually represent the state of God's people.
那这个寡妇所代表的就是神的子民这个属灵的光景。
The spiritual state of God's people is like this widow.
神的子民的属灵的光景正和这个妇人一样。
Today the church in general is in the state of poverty.
那今天教会整体的光景都是在这个穷困的光景当中。
Is at risk of losing his children to the world.
那正在这样的一个危险里面，就是要把自己的孩子。
Just like this widow, who was at risk of losing her children to the debtor.
正像这个寡妇一样，要把她的这个孩子来卖给这个债主，教会也要把她孩子好像要卖给世界。
Today is the same way.
今天是一样的。
We're like this widow.
我们正像这个寡妇一样。
We're in the state of poverty. We are at risk of losing our children to this world.
我们是在这样一个穷困的里面，好像把自己的孩子马上就要失去给这个世界。
Why do church provide entertainments to the young people?
为什么教会要为年轻人提供娱乐呢？
Everywhere else, everywhere today, the churches were providingEntertainment to young people.
今天在各处教会都为年轻人提供娱乐项目。
Because if you will not do it, the young people will not stay.
因为如果你不这样做的话，年轻人就不会留下来。
The church in general is in such a state of poverty, they need to use the method of the world to keep their own young people.
在整体上教会是这样一在这样一个贫穷的状态，他们要用世界上的方法来留下年轻人。
It is an unintended confession that church today cannot live its own independent life.
虽然不情愿，但我们却不得不承认，今天的教会没有办法单靠自己而活。
It is dependent upon the world for his very own life.
因为他们在依靠世界来保持自己的生存。
So church today is indebted to the world.
所以今天教会欠了世界的债。
Because the church borrowed the method from this world.
因为教会是从这个世界上来借了方法。
One day, the debtor will seek to take away church's most precious asset.
那有一天，这个世界就要来向教会要他最重要、最宝贵的这个财产
，which is her young people，
就是当中的年轻人。
The church cannot meet its obligation today.
那今天教会没有办法来还这个债。
It faces its spiritual poverties.
所以所面临的是这个属灵上的贫穷。
The widow brought her situation to Elijah.
那这个寡妇就把她的这个难处带到以利沙的面前。
Elijah said, "What do you have in your house?"
以利沙就问你家里有什么。
Then she said, "Your servant has nothing there at all except a small jar of olive oil."
那寡妇就说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
Elijah said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few."
以利沙说，就说你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
And go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, pull it to the side.
回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。
The widow would have reacted to such a suggestion and said, "Oh, where is the oil coming from?"
那这个寡妇也许可以这样来回答说，那油从哪里来呢？
Our natural inclination is to want to have evidence before we take any actions.
我们自然的倾向就是我们需要在做任何的事情之前看到一定的证据。
Brother and sister, are we like that? Are we still waiting for oil to appear?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也这样呢？好像在等这个油的出现。
Are we always waiting to see the visible evidence before we take actions?
我们是否在做行动之前，总要看到眼所能见的证据呢？
How could this widow meet her obligations?
这个寡妇如何来还债呢？
That require her to step out in faith and follow the word of Elijah.
就需要他在信心当中迈出那一步，能够来顺从以利沙所说的。
When she gathered the vessel as many as she could, she still have that one small pot of oil.
所以，当他聚集了他所能的这些瓶子、器皿之外，他还有自己那一小瓶油。
The small pot of oil represents the small measure of our knowledge of the Lord.
那一小瓶油所代表的就是我们对主有的那些知识。
It also represents a small amount of faith in us.
也同样代表在我们里面的一些信心。
As long as we are saved, we have a pot of oil inside of us.
只要我们是得救的，在我们里面就有那一小瓶油。
Even the poor widow had a small pot of oil.
即便是这个穷寡妇，她都有一瓶油。
So the issue is not with the amount of oil we have.
所以问题不在于我们有多少的油。
The issue is.Whether we put the oil to use,
而在于我们是否愿把这个油拿出来用。
The only way we can get more oil is by putting the oil we have to use.
那我们能够得到更多油的唯一的办法，就是把我们所有的油拿出来用。
The widow has to pour out her oil from that small pot.In order to gain more oil,
这个寡妇必须要把自己那小瓶油倒出来，才能得着更多的油。
It is unfortunately that many of Lord's people hesitate to pour out their oil.
很遗憾的就是很多神的儿女他们迟疑，不愿把油倒出来。
We're afraid of running out.
我们害怕失去所有的。
Week after week, we accumulate more oil.
当我们积累了一些油之后
week after week.
一周又一周，我们积累很多的油。
We're hoping by someday I will have enough oil. I will start pouring it out.
那我们希望的就是有一天我们有足够的油，然后再倒出去。
How many weeks have we just keep accumulating oil?
我们这样一周又一周积攒了多少的油呢？
And you look at your pot, you still have the same small pot.
然而你看一看瓶子，不过还是你自己那一小瓶。
Because this is a spiritual principle.
因为这是一个属灵上的原则。
The only way to increase our oil is by pouring out.
那唯一能够让我们油来增长的方法就是把它倒出去。
So when we come together before the Lord, we're not here just to accumulate more oil.
所以当我们一起聚集在主面前的时候，我们不是来要积累更多的油。
We come before the Lord to pour it out.
而是我们来到主的面前把这个油倒出去。
As we pour it out, there'll be more oil given to us.
当我们愿把油倒出去的时候，神会把更多的油赐给我们。
Maybe you realize, you wonder, why haven't I changed from week after week?
也许你会疑惑，为什么一周周过去，我没有一点的改变？
Because the amount of oil is still the same.
因为你所有的油还是一样的。
It doesn't matter how long you accumulate that oil.
无论你积累这个油有多久了。
As long as we don't pour it out, we still have the same pot.
如果我们不愿把它倒出去的话，我们所有的还是同样的一瓶油。
Brothers and sisters, maybe this can explain some of the things that you observe in your own life.
弟兄姐妹，也许这个就可以解释你在自己生活当中所注意到的一些事。
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with that one pot of oil?
你是否为自己有的那一瓶油感到满足呢？
If you're not satisfied with that one pot of oil,The only way to do anything about it is by taking that pot of oil, start pouring it out.
如果你对自己所有的那一瓶油不满足的话，唯一能够来解决这个事情的方法就是拿起你的瓶子来把油倒出去。
We all have a small pot of oil.
我们都有一小瓶油。
Even the widow had a small pot of oil.
甚至这个寡妇她都有一小瓶油。
It's not to be discouraged.By the amount of oil we have,
愿我们不要因自己只有一小瓶的油而感觉到而感觉到失望。
Rather, let's trust in the abundant blessings that God has in store for us.
让我们能够相信神为我们所存留的福是何等的丰厚。
If this woman has simply fixed her attention.On that pot of oil.
如果这个寡妇所看到的只是自己有的那一小瓶的话，
And said, this is the beginning and end of my hope and expectations.
那她就会说，这就是我所有的希望的开始，也是它的终结。
Then nothing would have happened.
那什么都不会发生。
He had to see this small pot of oil in relation to the fullness of the Lord.
他要看到这个小瓶子是与神那无限的丰富联系在一起的。
If we take our little as the all,
如果我们看到的只是自己所有的，以为那就是一切，
we will not get very far.
那我们走不了多远。
But if we relate our little to God's all,
但如果我们能够把自己的有限与神的无限联系在一起，
we can go on.
那我们就可以继续向前。
The foundation of our faith is the fullness of the Lord.
我们信心的根基在于神他的丰富。
Not just the limit amount of his fullness that we may have experienced.
而不只是在于我们所经历到的神丰富的一点。
Do we truly believe the Lord can meet the need of our daily life?
我们是否真正的相信神能够满足我们生活当中一切的需要？
There's no situations in this world that cannot be resolved through him in faith.
在这个世界上没有任何环境不能够借着主和对他的信心来解决。
If we start believing that Lord can solve a situation in our life, then we contradict the power of his resurrection.
如果我们不相信神能够来解决我们生活当中一切的环境，那我们就是在与他复活的大能作对。
This power can only limited by us.
这个大能只能够被我们自己所辖制。
The widow gather as many vessels as she could possibly can.
这个寡妇尽她所能的来积蓄了一切的器皿。
And when the vessels were full, he said to her son, "Bring me another one."
所以当这些器皿都满了的时候，他对他儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”
And his son said to her, "There is not one vessel more."
那儿子就对他说：“再没有器皿了。”
And the oil stopped.
那时油才止住。
The oil will never stop if there is another empty vessel.
如果当时再有另外一个空的器皿的话，油是不会停止的。
Brothers and sisters, the church can never stop preaching the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，教会不能停止来传福音。
Because if there is no empty vessel, the oil stop.
因为若没有空的器皿的话，油就会止住。
Christian can never lose the burden for the sinner.
基督徒不能够失去对罪人的负担。
You lose the burden for the sinner, the oil stop.
如果你失去了对罪人的负担的话，那油就会止住。
The amount of the oil is limited by the number of empty vessels.
油的量是局限于这个空的器皿的数量。
It's not limited by God.
而不是局限于神。
It's limited by us.
是局限于我们。
Elisha said, "Go." Sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son can live on the rest.
以利沙就说：“你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。”
Brothers and sisters, it's not what we have, but what he has.
弟兄姐妹，不是在于我们有的，而是在他有的。
It's not the measure of what we already receive, but the measure of what there is yet to come.
不是在于我们所接受的有多少，而是在于那将要来的有多么丰富。
The Lord's thought for us is fullness.
那神向着我们的思念是何等的丰富。
Although it's not all came at once.
所以虽然它不是一次让我们就可以完全得着。
His fullness will come to us progressively, just like the widow.
它的丰富是一点一点的临到，就好像这个寡妇所接受的。
Every time she had an empty vessel, the oil keep coming.
那每当她有一个空的器皿，油就会倒下来。
This is the secret in our daily life.
这是我们平日生活里面的秘诀。
If you want to experience fullness,
如果你想要来经历这个丰富
，it's not to get more.
不是要来得到更多。
It's not to listen more.
也不是要听更多的信息。
It's not to read more.
也不是要来读更多的。
It's not even do more.
甚至不是说要做更多的事。
It's to pour the oil that you have out for him.
而是把你所有的油为着他能够倾倒出来。
Brothers and sisters, even the smallest things that each of us can practice.
弟兄姐妹，即便是你和我所能做的最小的事。
One of the smallest things you and I can practice is singing.
你和我所能做的最小的一件事就是来唱诗。
As we sing together with our brother and sister in a situation like this, have you poured out anything from you?
当我们和弟兄姐妹一起在一个环境里面唱诗的时候，是否你能够把自己倾倒出来？
That is the perfect situation for us to learn how to pour that oil out.Together with the brothers and sisters,
那是一个很好的环境，让我们能够学习如何与弟兄姐妹一同把自己倾倒出来。
How many of us, when in the singing, you keep that pot closed?
有多少的时候，我们在唱诗的时候是把自己那个瓶子关起来的
？You just listen to other sisters, brothers singing. Your pot is closed.
你不过是在听其他的弟兄姐妹在唱，但你的瓶子却是关上的。
That's not the way we grow into fullness.
这样我们没有办法长到完全。
You and I need to open that pot. We need to stop pouring.
你和我需要能够来打开自己的瓶子，开始倾倒。
Brother and sister, next time we sing together, would you please open that pot and start pouring it out?
所以弟兄姐妹，下一次我们一起再来唱诗的时候，是否可以请你打开自己的瓶子，倾倒出来
？If we every one of us open that pot, start pouring it out, you will experience a degree of fullness right away.
如果我们都能够打开瓶子倾倒出来的话，那时你就可以感受到那个丰富。
This applies to everything we do.
这也能够应用到我们所做的一切的事情上。
When you come to Bible study,
当我们去查经的时候
，Did you pour it out?
你是否倾倒出来
？Or is this keep it cold, some kind to get more?
还是说你把自己的瓶子关上，好像只为汲取更多
？You will not get more oil that way.
那样你不会得到更多的油。
You get more oil by pour that oil out.
那如果你只有借着把自己倾倒出来，才能够得着更多的油。
That's the second lesson we can learn from this story.
那这是我们能够从故事当中所学到的第二个。
Now we come to the last one, the Shunammite's son.
那现在我们要讲到第三个故事，就是这个书念妇人她的儿子。
The Shunammite, woman.Was opposite of the widow.
那书念的妇人与这个寡妇刚好相反。
He was a wealthy and generous woman.
她是一个富有且慷慨的妇人。
Who invited Prophet Elisha to stay in her home wherever he passed through her town.
那每当以利沙经过的时候，他都请他来家里吃饭。
So far as earthly matters were concerned, that this woman.Had everything.
就这地上的事情来讲，这个妇人有一切。
She had wealth. She had status.
她有名望，她也有钱财。
He was the opposite of the widow.
她与这个寡妇是刚好相反的。
Also different from that widow of Zarephath that Elijah encountered.
那他也与以利亚在撒勒法遇到的那个寡妇相反。
Now Elijah have to ask for food from the widow in Zarephath.
当时以利亚要向在这个撒勒法的妇人讨饭吃。
But the Shunammite woman was opposite of that. He insisted that Elijah to stay in her house.
那这个在书念的妇人却刚好相反，因为她是强留以利沙来吃饭。
So it was not clear what Elisha could do for this woman.
所以一开始的时候，以利沙并不清楚该为这个妇人做什么。
What can you do to help someone who seemingly has everything?
你对一个在外面看有好像有一切事情的人来说，你能对他为他做什么呢
？So Elisha asked his servant Gehazi.
所以伊丽莎就问他的这个仆人基哈西
What can be done for this woman?
那我为她能做什么呢
Gehazi said He has no son and her husband is old
基哈西就说她没有儿子她丈夫也老了
This woman had everything except for the one thing that holds greatest value
这个妇人一无所缺，但他所缺失的这一点却有最高的价值。
Which is absence of a son.
就是他没有儿子。
This missing piece represents more than all of the material possessions combined.
他所缺的这一样比他所有其他一切东西加起来还多。
So Elisha told the woman, "About this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms."
所以以利沙就对这妇人说，明年到这时候，你必抱一个儿子。
Can you guess what the reaction of this woman?
你能想到这个妇人她是怎么样来回复吗
？She said, "Don't lie to me."
她说不要这样欺哄我。
She didn't believe at all.
她根本就不相信伊丽莎所说的。
The woman was saying, "This is something I have wanted my whole life."
那妇人所说的就是我一辈子想要的就是这件事。
But I know it is impossible.
但是我已经知道这是不可能的了。
I have come to terms.Finally, with the fact that it can never happen.
我已经接受了这样的结局，就是这件事情是不可能了。
Don't stir me up again.
不要再挑起我里面的希望。
Don't bring up anything that could make me have to fight the battle again.
不要再讲到任何的事情，让我好像再面临这样的挣扎。
This is how this woman felt about having a son again.
这就是当妇人听到她能够有孩子的时候里面的反应。
Nevertheless, the prophet's word came to pass. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season next year, as Elisha had said to her.
但无论如何，先知的话就应验了。妇人果然怀孕，到了那时候生了一个儿子，正如以利沙所说的。
Now you said the story ended, right?
那你可能会觉得这个故事到此就结束了。
No, it just began.
没有，这个才是故事的开始。
Because one day the boy died suddenly.
因为有一天这个孩子突然死了。
So the Shunammite woman laid the boy in the bed he prepared for Elisha, and she went straight to Elisha.
所以这个妇人就把孩子放在她为以利沙预备的床上，然后直接去找以利沙。
Even her husband did not know yet their son had died.
那甚至她都没有把孩子死的事情告诉她的丈夫。
You see the similarity here? That this woman did not want to hear from anyone else.
你看到在这个故事里面的相似处了吗？这个妇人她不想从任何的人听到任何的建议。
Not even her husband.
甚至她的丈夫。
So she went straight to Elisha.
他就直接去到以利沙那里。
Then he encountered the servant Gehazi.
然后他就遇到了这个基哈西。
Gehazi asked her, "Is everything well?"
基哈西就问他平安吗
？She said, "It is well."
他就说平安。
Did not even want to inform Gehazi.
甚至都不愿把事情告诉基哈西。
Did not want to listen to the voice of Gehazi.
也不愿来听基哈西的声音和建议。
He went straight to Elisha.
他就直走到以利沙那里。
Then he caught hold of Elisha's feet for help.
他就抓住以利沙，向他求帮助。
And he said to Elisha, "Did I ask for a son from my Lord?"
他就说，我何尝向我主求过儿子呢
？Did I not say, "Do not deceive me"?
我岂没有说过不要欺哄我吗
？He was truly perplexed as to why her child had been taken away.
他实在是困惑，为什么他的儿子要这样的死掉
？If it was God's will, then why had God blessed her with the child in the first place?
如果这事是出于神的话，那为什么神要把这个孩子赐给他呢
？He said to Elisha, "As the Lord lives, and as yourself live, I will not leave you."
他就对以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”
Can you see that this woman came to her personal Jordan?
你能够看到吗？这个妇人在这一刻来到自己的约旦河边。
So Elisha followed her back to her home.
所以以利沙就跟着她回到妇人的家里。
And he found the boy was dead and lay on his bed.
他就看到这个孩子死了，躺在自己的床上。
So he entered in the room.
所以他就进那个房里。
And he shut the door behind them.
并且关上了门。
He shut everyone out of the door.
把其他的人都关在门外。
Including the Shunammite woman.
也包括这个书念的妇人。
Including Gehazi.
也包括基哈西。
Everyone is shut out of the room.
所有的人都被关在门外。
Just Elisha and the boy.
只有以利沙和这个孩子。
Brother, sister, did you see this again?
弟兄姐妹，你看到了吗
？I didn't mention when this woman, the widow, poured the oil out. Elisha told her shut the door.
我刚才没有讲到。但是当前面的那个寡妇把油倒出来的时候，以利沙告诉他要把门关上。
Can't get more oil. You can't get more oil without shutting the door.
若不把门关上的话，你没有办法得到更多的油。
Therefore, Elisha shut the door.
所以以利沙把门关上。
Because he need to know what to do.
因为他需要知道该怎么做。
Brother and sister, we often need to know what to do.
弟兄姐妹，常常我们需要知道该如何做。
And we ask this and we ask that, we talk to this person, we talk to that person.
然后我们就要来问问这个，问问那个，跟这个人讲，跟那个人讲。
We are more confused after hearing all the opinions and voices.
但是常常听到各种各样的建议之后，我们里面却更加的困惑。
Elisha couldn't afford to do that.
以利沙那时不能够这样，没有办法这样做。
No one else.Can tell Elisha what to do.
因为没有任何其他的人可以告诉以利沙该如何做。
Therefore, he shut the door.
所以他就关上了门。
Ask the Lord what to do.
问神该如何做。
And the Lord revealed to Elisha what to do with this boy.
那神就告诉以利沙该如何的来解决这个孩子的问题。
He went up and lay on the kid.
他就去躺在孩子的身上。
Put his mouth on his mouth.
口对口。
His eyes to his eyes.
眼对眼。
His hands on his hands.
手对手。
That's what the Lord had told him.
这就是神告诉他要做的事。
And the flesh of the child became warm.
那孩子的身体就渐渐温和了。
Then Elisha did it a second time.
伊丽莎又这样做了第二次。
Then the boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes.
那孩子就打了七个喷嚏，然后睁开了眼睛。
So sneezing is good.
对，打喷嚏是好的。
And we're in the allergy season, a lot of us sneeze.
现在我们是在这个过敏的季节，很多人都打很多的喷嚏。
We're encouraged that sneezing is good.
那我们现在看到这个打喷嚏是好的。
Especially sneeze seven times.
那特别是如果你打的是七个喷嚏。
The death become life.
然后这个死亡就变成了生命。
So Elisha asked Gehazi to call the Shunammite woman into the room.
伊丽莎就叫基哈西把那个书念的妇人请进来。
When she arrived, Elisha presented her with the revived child.
当妇人进来的时候，伊丽莎就把孩子活活的交给她。
Through the power of resurrections, Elisha crossed that Jordan, but this time with the Shunammite woman and her son.
那借着这个复活的大能，伊丽莎又渡过了这个约旦河，但这一次她是带着书念的妇人和她的儿子一起过的河。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was talking about all the things that people value and consider important.
弟兄姐妹，保罗就讲到人所看为宝贵的一切的事情。
But he said, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ.
但他却说，我将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
This happened that day in that room.
这在那一天在那个房间里就发生了。
This woman had everything.
这个妇人有一切的事情。
But that day in that room,
在那一天在那个房间里。
This woman count everything as loss.
对这个妇人来说，万物都作为有损的。
In view of surpassing value of knowing Christ,
她能够认识我主耶稣基督才是至宝。
This was the things missing from her life.In the first place.
那其实这是在他生命里从开始就所缺失的。
Brother and sister, maybe you and I are like this Shunan woman. We're wealthy. We have everything in her life.
弟兄姐妹，可能你和我像这个书念的妇人一样，在我们的生活里面一无所缺。
But there's something missing.
但我们所缺失的其实是
The something that was missing in our life is this vision.That can cause us to count everything as lost.
我们所缺少的就是那样的一个意象，让我们能够把万事看作有损的。
That was the missing piece in her life.
这是在她生命当中所缺少的。
If we do not know God and the power of His resurrection, we are a child of God.
如果我们不认识神并他复活的大能，我们不过只是神的孩子、孩童。
If we know God and the power of His resurrection, we are His beloved son.
然而，若我们能够认识他并他复活的大能，我们却能成为他的爱子。
That is why this story happened.
这就是为什么这个故事要这样的发生。
I will turn this Shunan woman from a child into His beloved son.
因为神要把这个书念的妇人从一个孩童变成一个孩变成一个爱子。
According to Romans chapter 8, that sonship has a relationship with the resurrection.
就着罗马书第八章所告诉我们的，这个儿子的名分是与复活的大能有关。
It is by the power of resurrection God can transform us.From children into His beloved Son,
是借着神复活的大能，神能把我们从孩童变成这个儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we need to conclude our time now.
我们现在要总结了。
Regardless of the situation we face, whether it is conflict with hostile forces.
无论我们所面临的是怎样的环境，是面临这个敌人的这些反抗
，or meeting our spiritual obligations，
或是面对我们在属灵上的责任
，or navigating our daily lives，
或者是来度过我们每一天的生活。
We must come to the fullness of Lord's thought.
我们都需要来认识到神他为我们所思想的是何等的丰富。
Knowing the risen life of the Lord.
知道神那复活的生命。
This morning I'd like to encourage or even bring a challenge to all of us.
在早上我愿意来鼓励甚至是给众人一个挑战。
If Elijah had to quiet himself,In order to hear from the Lord, how much more do we need to still ourselves before Him to listen to His voice?
如果连以利沙都需要来安静自己来听神的话的话，我们有何等多的更需要这样能够来安静自己来认识神，听他的声音。
So I'd like to bring this challenge to all of us.
所以我愿把这个挑战带给每一位弟兄姐妹。
No matter how busy you are,
无论你有多么的繁忙
，we have to have that quiet time.Before the Lord,
我们都需要在主的面前有安静的时间。
No matter how busy we are, we must shut the door sometimes.
我们无论有多么的繁忙，我们都需要这样的时间把门关上。
Because it's not just a good thing to do.
因为这不只是一件好的事。
It's important, critical things for us.
这也是对我们至关重要的事。
It is something that is missing from this woman, then God has to arrange the death of her son to teach her this lesson.
这是书念妇人所缺少的事，让神必须让安排他的儿子死亡这件事情，才让他能够学会。
It is the lesson this widow learned while she was in extreme poverty.
这也是寡妇在她极为穷困的时候所学到的。
It is Elisha have to demonstrate in front of Moabite armies.
这也同样是以利沙在摩押的众军面前所
要来显出来。Although we didn't face the same situation as described in the Second Kings, but we have our own battle every single day.
虽然我们所面临的环境可能与在这个列王记下所讲到的这三处不同，但每一天我们也都在自己的征战里。
Therefore, we must have that time before the Lord.
所以我们需要有在主面前的时间。
Because there's nothing more important than that time.
因为没有比那样的时间更为重要的。
That's the first challenge.
这是第一个挑战。
I also like to bring a challenge to those of us who keep accumulating more oil.
我也愿挑战在座的各位，就是那些我们一年又一年积累了很多的油的。
The only way we can get more oil is by pouring that oil out.
那让我们能够得着油的唯一的方法就是把自己的油倒出来。
Remember, it's not how much we have.
记得吗？关键不在于我们有多少。
It's whether we put the oil to use.
而在于是否我们愿把自己的油拿出来用。
Think about that pot of oil you have.
想一想你有的那一瓶油。
When's the last time you actually used that oil?
你上一次用它是什么时候
？When is the last time you open that pot and pour it out？
你上一次把瓶子打开，把油倒出去是什么时候
？I challenge all of us start pouring that oil out this week。
我挑战在座的每一位，这一周起把你的瓶子打开，把油倒出来。
I also like to encourage those who may face their challenges in life. They are at their personal Jordan.
我也愿鼓励在座的每一位，你们也许正面临生活当中的挑战，正在自己的约旦河前。
Learn from the Shunammite woman.
从这个书念的妇人那里来学。
Who come to Elisha and said,
他来到以利沙的面前
As the Lord lives, as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
The suffering is worthwhile.For the surpassing value of knowing Christ.
我们所承受的痛苦，若要让我们得着那至宝，就是认识耶稣基督，就是值得的。
It is essential to remember that our faith is Lord's resurrection.
我们应当记得，我们这个信心的关键在于主耶稣他复活的大能。
Let us always remember this truth to guide us forward on our journey.
愿我们在前行的时候能够常常记住这一点。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come before your words and confess that we are weak.
父，我们感谢你，让我们能够来到你的话语的面前，也承认我们实在是软弱的。
We are as weak as Israelites in the time of Moabite rebellion.
正如以色列在摩押背叛时那样，我们也是软弱的。
We are as poor as this poor widow.
我们与这贫穷的寡妇一样贫穷。
We are ignorant of what is missing in our life.
我们并不清楚在我们生活当中所缺少的是什么。
We keep pursuing the things.That we value in our eyes.
我们所寻找的不过追寻的是我们眼中以为宝贵的事。
But we're missing something.
但我们正缺失一件。
Is to be your beloved son.
就是能够成为您所爱的儿子。
Lord, we pray that you would use the Spirit to quicken our spirit.
主，我们愿圣灵能够来鼓舞我们的灵。
And open our eyes to see that there is power in us.
也看到在我们的里面有何等的大能。
There is that part of oil in us.
也在我们里面有那样一瓶油。
Let's learn to quiet before you.
让我们能够学会在您的面前安静。
Start pouring out that oil within us.
也把我们里面的油倾倒出来。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。